So, one of DJ Zigzag's mentors, the fellow that first played him Please, Please, Please in Danny Besitas, and you hear a lot of times people coming out of the closet. Well, I actually went in the closet, because I went in the closet to hear you play me Please, Please, Please. Who was that Italian guy, that the Twisters, remember? There was a twist group out in New York. Yeah. Joey D.
And the Starlighters. That's right, yeah.
So Besita thought that, sorry, Danny, Besita thought that Joey D. and the Starlighters were like the ultimate group. And so I remember Joey D. and the Starlighters were playing in Danny's front room, and so you phoned me at Danny Besita's, and you said, and Danny Besita was a fellow that owned a couple of clubs, or was partner in a couple of clubs, and owned a place downtown.
Well, Canaries.
That's right. And so we're kids, and you phone me at Danny's, you said, you got to hear this record. You got to hear this record. okay, well, Joey D and the Starlighters, I got to get away from them. So I went into the closet and closed the door. Remember the phone, I'm trying to get the, damn, he's got one of those long cords, remember in those days? I'm trying to close the door, and now finally it's quiet. And I said, okay, go ahead. And then all of a sudden, what do I hear? Please, 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 please. It's like, what? It took so long for those first pleases to come out. And of course it was one of the most fantastic records I'd ever heard in my life.
Please, 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 please.
Ling ting. Everybody went stag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. Once it happened, well, the prettiest in this world. Please, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? I said, I want you come over and talk to me and be my girl. Please, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? Said that she was sorry that I was a little bit late. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. Her heart was broken, all of my life where had she been? But I'll try over and over and over and over again. I'll try over and over and over and over again. I will try over and over and over and over again.
So tell me about going down to Seattle, going to visit your aunt.
Visit my aunt. We used to go down there quite a lot, my mother and I. And she was into music, and yeah. I was getting into music.
Yeah. How old were you?
16.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of records that people I'd never heard of, but they were good, you know, danceable music.
Did you go down there when you were even like 12, 11?
Yeah.
Are your roots Oklahoman?
On my mother's side.
And Albertan?
Yes.
So your aunt moved down to Seattle after moving from Alberta to Vancouver, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
So then you had that connection of being able to go down to Seattle and hearing music down there. And you said a funny thing to me. I don't know if you can remember the phrase you used, but when you first met my pals like Al Foreman and me and Dale Falter and guys like that, you said that you thought we were, and there was a phrase you used, that we didn't really know anything.
You guys were pure. You were just novices. You didn't, super straight, just.
But there was an older phrase that you used. It's a phrase that I hadn't heard for years, you know. Oh, man. I can't remember. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Madison time. Hit it. You're looking good. A big strong line. When I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back with a big strong turn and back to the Madison. Hit top. You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back, double cross, come out of it with the rifleman. Hit top. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong M, erase it and back to the Madison. Hit it. Walk on, you're looking good. Now then, when I say hit it, it'll be tea time. I want the big strong Cleveland box and back to the Madison. Hit it! Crazy! Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong basketball with the Wilt Chamberlain hook. I want the big strong Jackie Gleason and back to the Madison. Hit it. And away we go. Now then, when I say hit it, Birdland, till I say stop. Hit it. How about a little stiff leg there? You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, come out of the Birdland, back to the Madison. Hit it. Crazy. When I say hit it, go two up and two back, double cross and freeze. Hit it. And hold it right there.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go, and it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
But it takes two hearts of cooking to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got what it takes.
Yeah.
You know it takes a lot of kissing.
Tell me about it.
To make a romance sweet. Ooh, it takes a lot of loving to make my life complete.
And it takes a lot, woman, to knock me off my feet. And baby, you've got what it takes.
I said,
just what it takes, because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. It takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
But it takes somebody special to make me say I do.
Oh yeah.
And baby, hey, you've got what it takes.
You know you've got
politics because it, yeah,
takes
oh
more
yeah.
Back go in ahead, my spot again, honey.
I like your spot.
To stay away from you.
I can't stay away. Come on, let's do
it. It takes more than a lifetime, daddy, yeah, to prove that I'll be true. Now it's you.
But it takes somebody special.
Like me, baby.
Make me say I do.
And baby,
you got what it takes.
Say it again.
Come on, let's do it one more time. All right.
And baby,
you got what it takes.
One more time, bro.
All right, okay.
That was great. Listen, hearing that James Brown, Please, Please, Please for the first time. And I mean, it must have blown you away when you
oh,
heard
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's I still get shivers when I hear it.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Not too much of a statement to say life-changing, really.
Really, yes.
Because James, man, a lot of young people today, especially a lot of guys that sample James, don't realize what a fantastic voice he had. And James became sort of a parody of himself, really. And people made him that.
That's right.
They didn't really know why we loved him so much. They didn't hear what we heard.
That gospel, that was
James,
different.
When James screamed, there was like about five different sounds.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite artist when you were, say, 16 years old?
James Brown.
Yeah.
Hank Ballard. B.B. King, Little Richard, yes, he was definitely different. I remember about 16 going down to the George Auditorium, me and the Crump Twins.
Ronnie and Robert Crump.
Robert, that's yeah. Right. And going in to see Chuck Berry, the Moonglows, the Monotones, 55, 56.
I think that on that bill, I think even like Jimmy Reed was on that
Jimmy,
bill.
It
was
amazing. Clyde McFatters, yeah.
Yeah, it was like Cavalcade of Stars.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, amazing.
$2.50 to get in. I had to sell a lot of pop bottles and beer bottles to bring that money.
And when they dim the light, then we'll dance all night the guitar. They started dancing in the Southland, a dance they really thought was new. But when the news got to the Northland, the folks up there were doing it too. Everybody say the honky tonk is here to stay.
to the honky tonk. He blows the music on his sack, and everybody answers back. We like to do the honky tonk. We like to do the honky tonk. Just take some rock and add some roll.
You really ought to see. Well, she's not too tall, complexion is fair. Man, she knocks me out the way she wears her hair. You upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, woman, what you do to me? It's hard to start. I better stop now because I got a weak heart. You upsets me. Well, you upsets me, baby. Well, like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, what you do to me?
right now we hear the sounds of trains go. I love trains.
Trains.
Do you love trains?
I grew up a block away from the train tracks.
That's right.
East Van, yeah.
Yeah, Sonny Sweet Daddy Funk was saying, where did Chubby grow up? So tell us.
I grew up on Campbell in Georgia, in east end of Vancouver.
Do you remember the address?
919 East Georgia. Hastings 0631M.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
It's many, many years ago.
You went to...
I went to Strathcona for 1 year, right. Grade one.
Strathcona?
Yes, but because I lived on the wrong side of Campbell Avenue,
yeah.
I had transferred to Seymour School. I went to grade school at Seymour.
All right. Okay, I'm going to get that phone.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna head out to Georgia, Campbell,
Gore, Jackson.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Byron Union.
And so we'll just talk about music and play some music. Not to put you on the spot, but and because nobody can do this, okay? So I'll set you up so you won't look bad.
Okay.
But do you have an all-time favorite record, a favorite record of all time? And nobody can do this, so if you can't...
When I hear it, that's one of my top 10 all-time favorites.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
And...
Yeah.
No. Now I find, like I say, I find I listen a lot to a lot of, even music from the 40s. Some,
wow.
As when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah, yeah. And
I caught you on what's the name show?
Dale Richards.
Dale Richards, yeah.
Right.
I listen to him a lot. I like his music. I listen to it because I can remember that. I even know what I was doing, but I was waiting for that to be over with so I could go listen to my horror stories on the radio.
Yes, yes. Ah, yeah. I'm gonna play those things right now for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Kidney Stew by Lloyd Price.
Kidney Stew. I've got to hear it.
You're gonna hear it right now.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Got your price. crazy about you, baby, but I just ain't got your price. You're a high-class mama, so I guess it ain't no dice. I'm gonna go back home and get my old gal Sue. I'm going back home and get my old gal Sue. She ain't the caviar kind, just plain old kidney stew.
Stuck in my front door. The message told me my love had left me, and I'd never ever see her no more. Almost died laughing, but the tears took a hold on me. Hold on me. man can be. Should have known better, baby, 'cause my heart been broke before. I should have known better, baby, baby, 'cause my heart been broken before. Ah, but the way you made love to me, I didn't want to believe it would happen no more.
Chubby Hayes, and you're listening to Welcome, the East End Music Tour is Fun, 2011.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby, takes all night long. One scotch, one.
Her own little son named Johnny B. Good was gonna make some motion pictures out in Hollywood. Bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 bye. Bye, bye, Johnny. Goodbye, Johnny B. Good. She remembered taking money earned from gathering crops and buying Johnny's guitar at a broker's shop. As long as he would play it by the railroad side and wouldn't get in trouble, he was satisfied. But never thought there'd ever come a day like this when she would have to give her son a goodbye kiss. Come by,
like I was saying to you, Eddie Ostapovich.
Right.
And the reason I remember Eddie Ostapovich, when I was, I guess I was about 14, maybe even younger than that, but probably 14, 15, I wanted to hear more music, but I wanted to sort of meet people that were listening to the music I was listening to. And I realized, or I found out, that the Pender Y was a place where they were playing the music that I liked.
That's right, yeah.
And so I lived up by Kootenay Loop. So I went down to the Pender Y by myself. And I went in, you know, and yeah, wow, it was great. You know, it was Fats Domino, Little Richard.
That's everybody. Right?
Larry Williams.
That's right.
Who was wonderful.
Yeah.
Larry Williams.
Yeah.
What a voice. Bill Doggett and all of that. And So then the dance is over, and I'm about to leave, and then this tall, blonde, skinny guy sort of looks, you know, he's looking at me like, I'm like, oh. You could see that he wanted to pick a fight. Because I'm, you know, big guy, you know. Yeah. But one of the things I learned early on is only pick fights with guys that you can beat up. Right? Yeah, you know,
it helps, yeah.
Well, it's stupid. It's stupid the other way around. I mean, that's, you know, unless yeah. You know, you have a big pal like Cy Risby, who saved us once.
Oh, yeah.
Me and I forget who else, Sonny and Dennis, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis,
yeah.
Joe, and Sonny,
yeah,
and I.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's stupid to get into a fight if you're going to lose. Well, do you agree?
I agree.
Yeah. And so I can see Eddie Ostapovich. No, this guy's a fighter or something. You know, I mean, he's, you know, so no, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not even angry at you. What are you doing? And then I found out later that, you know, Eddie Ostapovich is a boxer.
Yeah.
It's funny, you'd forgotten that name.
Yeah, I'd forgotten it. Just forgotten it, yeah. It comes back to you like that, so yeah.
Uh-oh. It's Eddie Ostapovich's brother. He's with the RCMP.
Such a fool to love you. They say that you're the kind who'd never be true. Pretty soon the day would come when I'd be the sorry one. But I said that I'm not afraid. Well, that's how heartaches are made. That's how heartaches are made.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well, hold her tight when you dance.
bop. You may do a rumbo or a tango, mambo, calypso or strand. Lights are turned down low. You go hand in hand. When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. So just hold, oh, when she's close to you. Well, hold her tight
when you dance.
Ah!
one piece of film, an old piece of film, during the civil rights days where a Canadian broadcaster went down south and I think because he was from CBC, he got into places that maybe the Americans couldn't get into, I think.
Yeah.
And he went to this juke joint and it was all common poor people dancing. And they were slow twisting to Bobby Blue. I got a shiver just saying slow, because you don't see that. You never saw dancing like that.
No, yeah.
And it was that slow twisting that you just, ordinary non-black Americans, they grew up their whole lives never seeing that, never being aware of it, never visually seeing it. So Canadians never saw it at all.
That's right.
And there's this one shot of these people dancing, and it's to Bobby Bland, and it's so unbelievably soulful. Now, skip ahead to So Canada Dances or whatever, and this, I think he's a Jamaican guy, comes on, and everybody's doing all these steps, and they're throwing each other, and they're fantastic, right? Yeah. And this guy comes on and he puts his music on, and there's these judges, and two of them are black Canadians and two of them are white Canadians, and they're watching. And so they say, okay, go ahead. He starts to dance, and Ebba and I are watching, and we're like, oh, wow, look at this guy. Oh my God, is he ever soulful. And they stop him halfway through. And they say, oh no, thank you. Oh, great, we're so glad you came out, but...
Exactly, yeah.
Because you know why? I don't think they can see it.
Yeah, no, that's right, yeah.
I said it wasn't going to get political. But I just don't think they can see it. And... and I've never... This is the first time I've ever told anyone my feelings about this, but I've ever said this. I may have said it to Sonny, Sweet Daddy Funk.
Yeah.
But it's the first time I've ever recorded it.
Right.
And it may not see the light of air.
There you go.
The light of day. Because the light of air was quite good. Because, you know, that there's... because it... Who's it going to impress? Who's going to believe it? Who even has the... But it was amazing that this guy... Well, I've said it, eh? Still said it twice. But yeah, this Bobby Bland, this piece where these people are dancing, and you know that... Ooh, and it's all... It's just behind the beat.
Like, yeah,
it's just,
that's right.
Oh, this, and it's so sensual.
Yeah.
And beautiful and wonderful. Yeah, what a piece of... Just in this dog. Always be a 25-year period between music starting and the general public. Which is another word for Caucasians.
Talking about it, yeah.
I think when Sonny and I go on our next trip down south, one of the things I said to Sonny before we left is, I'm looking at this trip to the southern United States. And can I remind you where the southern United States is? Just let me say some of these words to you. Mississippi. Georgia.
Yeah, exactly.
Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, I said to Sonny that I'm treating this as if I'm going like I did the first time to communist Russia. Except
they speak English.
I appear to be one of them, and I know what to say to get along. And then I joke with Sonny, and if they raid the car, I'm going to say, I don't know. He got in a block ago.
Well, was Sonny nervous?
What? Well, yeah. At one point, Sonny says, I says, oh, you know, well, we're quite near Kentucky. Sonny goes, I hear banjos. That was a whole other nervousness.
Oh, boy.
In a series of programs featuring some of the respected musical mentors and pals of DJ Zigzag's alter ego, Bill Ryder.